Life can be a wild ride, full of ups and downs. There are times when it feels like we're walking through a thick fog, not knowing which way to turn. We face big challenges that seem impossible to overcome, and it's easy to feel like giving up. When hope feels as fragile as a candle in a breeze, it's tempting to throw in the towel and give in to despair. We start to wonder if our dreams will ever come true. Today, allow me to infuse into your spirit the attitude of not giving up, becoming strong no matter what, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. But wait, hold on a minute. Even in those darkest moments, there's something to cling to, a promise that's been passed down through generations. It's a promise that says, hang in there, things will get better. It might sound cheesy or cliche, but it's true. In the depths of our struggles, there's a glimmer of hope that keeps us going. It's like a whisper in the back of our minds, reminding us not to give up. Some people call it faith, others call it resilience. But whatever you call it, it's what keeps us going when times get tough. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or hopeless, just remember that you're not alone. There's a higher power, whether you call it God or something else, that's looking out for you. And even when it feels like all hope is lost, there's still a chance for things to turn around. So keep pushing forward, even when the road ahead seems dark and uncertain. Keep believing in yourself and your dreams, because you never know what the future holds. And remember, no matter how tough things get, you've got what it takes to make it through. Don't give up, because you never know what miracles might be just around the corner. 1. The power of persistence. Life is like a roller coaster, full of surprises at every corner. Sometimes it feels like we're stuck in a rut, facing obstacles that seem impossible to overcome. But think about Joseph's story. Despite going through some seriously tough times, his brothers selling him into slavery, getting wrongly accused, and thrown into prison, he never lost faith. He held on to hope like it was his lifeline. And you know what? His persistence paid off in a big way. Eventually, he went from rock bottom to the top, becoming a big shot with heaps of power and influence. It just goes to show, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Joseph's tale teaches us that no matter how rough things get, if you keep pushing forward and staying true to yourself, you can conquer anything. It's about believing in yourself and trusting that there's a brighter tomorrow, even when it feels like the storm will never pass. So next time life throws you a curveball, think of Joseph. Keep your chin up, keep grinding, and know that better days are on the horizon. Because just like Joseph, your struggles can turn into successes if you don't throw in the towel. 2. Trust in God's timing. In today's world, patience seems to be in short supply. We're all about instant gratification, wanting things to happen right now without any delays. We pray for answers and solutions, expecting them to come flying in ASAP. But here's the thing, God's clock ticks differently from ours. It's like comparing a snail's pace to a rocket ship. Take Abraham and Sarah, for example. They had to sit tight for years before they finally got what God promised them, a kiddo. That's some serious waiting game right there. But guess what? It happened exactly when it was supposed to, in God's perfect timing. So, the next time you're feeling antsy and wondering why things aren't happening as fast as you'd like, take a breather and trust in God's timetable. He's got a master plan that's beyond our comprehension, and everything will fall into place when the time is right. Just like Abraham and Sarah, we've got to have faith that what's meant for us will come at the perfect moment. So, hang in there, keep the faith, and know that God's clock never runs late. 3. Overcoming fear with faith. Fear can really mess with our heads, making us feel like we're not good enough, strong enough, or capable enough to chase our dreams. It's like this little voice inside our heads telling us we're doomed to fail. But here's the thing, God's always got our backs, and He's constantly telling us not to sweat the small stuff. Take David, for instance. Dude faced off against a giant named Goliath armed with nothing but a slingshot and a pebble. Talk about guts. He didn't let fear hold him back because he had rock-solid faith in God's promises. So, the next time you're feeling scared and doubting yourself, remember that you're not alone. God's right there beside you, cheering you on. With faith as your weapon, you can stare fear in the face and tell it to take a hike. Just like David, we can overcome our fears and tackle our biggest challenges head-on. So, believe in yourself, trust in God, and go kick some Goliath-sized butt. 4. Finding strength in weakness. We all have moments when we feel like we're at the end of our rope, like we just can't handle anymore. That's when God's strength really comes into play. When we're running on empty, He's the one who picks us up and carries us through the tough times. Look at Paul, for example. That dude went through more trials and tribulations than you can shake a stick at, but he didn't let it break him. Nope, he knew that when he was at his lowest, that's when God's strength kicked in. Like he said, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. So instead of beating ourselves up over our weaknesses, let's embrace them. Because it's in those moments of vulnerability that God's power really shines. He's not looking for perfect, put-together people. He's looking for folks who are willing to admit they need a little help now and then. So, the next time you're feeling like you're about to buckle under the pressure, remember that you've got a secret weapon, God's strength. Lean into it, embrace your weaknesses, and watch as He turns them into something powerful. Because when it comes down to it, His strength is what gets us through the storm. 5. Holding on to hope. Hope is like our lifeline, the thing that keeps us going when everything else feels like it's falling apart. Even in the darkest of times, we can hold on to God's promises like a beacon of light cutting through the darkness. We might feel like we're drowning in despair, but deep down, we know that God's got our backs. The psalmist nailed it when he said, "Yeah, you might be crying your eyes out now, but just wait until tomorrow morning. It's going to be a whole new ball game." It's a reminder that even though things might seem hopeless right now, there's always a glimmer of hope on the horizon. So, no matter how bleak things get, let's never give up hope. Because behind the scenes, God's pulling the strings and working His magic, even when we can't see it. His plan might not always make sense to us, but we can trust that it's for the best. So, hang in there, keep the faith, and know that joy is just around the corner. Because as long as we've got hope, we've got everything we need to make it through. Hey there, pals, listen up. Life's gonna throw some curveballs your way, no doubt about it. But here's the deal, don't throw in the towel, God's got your back. Keep pushing forward with all you've got, knowing that the dude who promised you good things is as solid as they come. Think about it, just like those Israelites strolled through the Red Sea without even getting their socks wet, and Daniel had a cozy night's sleep in a lion's den, you too can conquer whatever life throws at you. God's like your personal tour guide, leading you through the mess and straight to victory. So when things get tough, lean on Him for support. His strength is like a superpower that'll get you through anything. And don't you dare lose hope, 'cause the same God who pulled off miracles back in the day is still in the business of making magic happen today. Hold tight to His promises like they're your lifeline, 'cause guess what? They are. And when the time's right, you're gonna be swimming in blessings so big you won't even believe it. So, keep your chin up, keep the faith, and get ready for some seriously good stuff coming your way. You got this.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, Help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.